Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
And a good Tuesday evening, everyone. Wade Gerstner and Crittenden Prophet Brandon Chapman with you from Fairleigh Compton High School, home of the cause. It is time for volleyball tonight on 103.9 KNGA. A triangular. Our first varsity match will be Fairleigh Compton versus Jeff West. Our second match of the night will be Jeff West versus Silver Lake. And our third match, the nightcap, will be Fairleigh Compton taking on Silver Lake. Silver Lake, number one team in the state, 3-32-1. Fairleigh Compton right now sitting at 18-10, 5-4 in league play. And Jeff West, 19-11, 7-2 in the Big East League. So we should have some good volleyball tonight on 103.9 KNZA. Say more about the first matchup when we return in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to Fairleigh Compton High School here on this Tuesday evening as we're getting ready for Big East League Volleyball. It is Fairleigh Compton, Jeff West, and Silver Lake in a triangular tonight on 103.9 KNVA. Then later tonight, the last two matches will also be on the Silver Lake channel. Crittenden, Jeff West, and Fairleigh Compton, they've had a couple of great matches already this year. They have split their previous two matches, and both those matches were three-setters. So, perhaps we expect another three-setter today to kick off the triangular.
Yeah, these are, again, two really great solid teams on this season. I had a chance to see Jeff West way earlier on this season. They ended a 15-set winning streak against Rossville, and I saw them out at the Hiawatha Triangulars, the Jeff West team that really dominates up front. We're going to see Perry and Compton have a great 5-1 offense. Again, I'm expecting a great level of play from these two teams. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a three-set match here to begin.
Janelle Noel's done a wonderful job with this program at Jeff West. This is her fourth year, and every year they've increased their win total. In 2022, they were 9-24. In 2023, 14-19. Last year, they won their regional, went 20-19. And if they could get two wins tonight, that would be saying something, because you have to knock off number one Silver Lake for your second win. If you knocked out Fairleigh Compton, they would exceed last year's win total. Right now they sit at 19-11 and a chance to exceed last year's 20-win season.
Well, again, every year is a building block. You just got to keep getting better as a team, again, especially when a coach has that time. They have that ability to continue to develop those younger rosters and bring those girls up into their own system. This is a team that is starting to flourish, and again, they're trying to look to take another step into a positive direction this season.
Fairleigh Compton, Jeff West, as we mentioned, have met twice this year. Both were three-set matches. They split those two matches. Last year, Fairleigh Compton beat Jeff West in all three of the team's meetings against one another. Last state title, Fairleigh Compton came back in 1978, their last state appearance in 2020. Kyle Billings, head coach in his sixth year for the cause. They run a 5-1 offense. They work well together, and they did very well at the Silver Lake Invitational this past weekend. as they finished, even though they finished sixth place, they went 4-2. They had three set matches. They beat Jeff West in three in pool play, beat Lewisburg in two, lost to Silver Lake in two, lost to Sedgwick in two, beat Lewisburg in three, lost to Hayes in the fifth place match, and you guessed it, three sets. They've had 8 3 set matches, and they're 5-3 in those long lasting matches. And their starting lineup, Emmy Reed is a sophomore. Henley Hunter is a junior. Paxton Dammy is an outside hitter, a junior. Macy Corcoran is a junior. Devin Aldridge is a defensive specialist, a senior. And Addie Hoover, a senior, will start in the middle. Also, Steve Libero, a sophomore. Presley Bonmeyer. For Jeff West, Harriet Dean is a junior hitter, along with sister Emmy Dean, who's a sophomore hitter. Ashley Swin's a hitter, a senior. Macy Malone's Libero, a sophomore. Paisley Manuel is a 6 foot junior. We'll also see Colby Noel, who will start, a 5'8 senior, a hitter. And then Liz Dieter, who's 6'1, a freshman, and she's going to be heard from for the next 4 years, and you're going to feel like she's been here for eight because she's a very good young player. We mentioned Janelle Noel is the head coach in her fourth year, and this Jeff West program trying to build consistency year in and year out on the volleyball court. And then this past year, they made it to the state softball tournament, and they won their home tournament earlier this year. They went 2-3 at the Silver Lake tournament this past Saturday, lost to Perry in three, lost to Lewisburg in three, beat Sabetha in two, lost to Eudora in two, and then beat Sedgwick for seventh place in three. They, too, have played 8 3 setters, and they are 3-5 on the season. So Jeff West is in the bright pink uniforms with the black numerals outlined in the white. Perry LeCompton is in their home blue with the white numerals and the libero, which is Bonmeyer. She is in the white jersey. Libero for Jeff West is wearing 23, which is a change from what they had earlier in the year. So we'll go with Kyra Davis, a sophomore, but that was not the libero. It's Macy Malone, who's usually libero, 5'6". So I believe Malone may have changed jerseys from when we saw her earlier this year and on the regular roster that we were presented. Once again, Silver Lake will play coming up next on this North Court here at Perry LeCompton High School. Glad you can tune in to High School Volleyball 103.9 KNZA. For the latest standings and more, visit mscsports.net. Silver Lake 8-0 in the league. Holton, Jeff West 7-2. Riley County 6-2. Rossville 6-4. Nemaw Central 5-4. Perry LeCompton stands at 5-4. And then the last four teams in the standings have losing records in league play. Silver Lake in the driver's seat to win the undefeated league title. They would simply need to win later tonight against Perry LeCompton. That's a league match, and that would clinch the Big East title after the second year ago to Nemaha Central. So Perry LeCompton to serve from the far side to the near side in front of us. As Perry LeCompton gets it over off the serve by Jeff West. Here's a set, and the spike blocked at the net by the Cause. Another block of the net, again, by Emmy Reed. A couple of blocks at the net, Crendon. Good defense, and a side-out point Cause.
Yeah, going to get a force there for the lift on the other side of the net. Again, right now, just trying to get comfortable early on in this game.
So set to serve for Perry LeCompton is Paxton Dammy, a junior, an outside hitter. Breast Cancer Awareness Evening here, so all the pink that we are seeing with all the balloons and more here at Perry LeCompton. Really nice gym, plenty of lighting. I love the lighting, how it's easy to see everything. So here is the right-handed serve down the middle to the far side, handled there by the Tigers. A quick set and a spike in the kapow from Addison Schwinn, 5'10 senior with the kill. Side out Tigers, we're tied at one.
Yeah, we can get a quick set right in the middle of that net right there. Addison Schwinn saw her earlier in the season. She's decisive, making quick decisions with the spike and kill shot.
Emmy Dean with the float jump serve, pass to the front, the set, left-hand side, and the spike right down the middle. Well done there by Macy Corcoran. And Perry LeCompton able to set up their offense, get the side out 2-1 Cause. So now set to serve is Emmy Reed, a sophomore. Perry LeCompton last year went 21-17. This year they're 18-10. Not a good pass, but Perry LeCompton couldn't put it away. Now a deep set into the corner, handled by Libero Malone. Passes to the front row. Little dink put over there by Liz Dieter, the freshman. Free ball for Perry LeCompton. The dink is handled front row by Jeff West. They go on the attack. The spike is slapped and just long from Dieter, the freshman, and a point for Perry LeCompton. Perry LeCompton, their last losing season was 2014. They've been very consistent as they've had winning seasons the last 11, including this year at 18-10. Line drive serve handled by Libero Malone. Quick set and a cross-court dink covered front row as Dieter tried to sneak it by the cause. Now winding up, hitting it off the tandem block for the kill is Corcoran. And Carrie Lee Compton off to a nice start.
Yeah, Corcoran already two kills early on this set. That time she went against the double block, and that's what you teach your outside hitters to go against it and try to get that point. There she does.
Sammy Reed the serve again. From the right-hand side of the service line, right below us, we are sitting on the east side of the court. Serving from east to west is Carrie Lee Compton, from near to far. Pass to the front row, the back set. The spike blocked at the net. Spike by Schwinn, couldn't finish it. Now Dieter, dug out by libero Bonmeyer. Here's a set left-hand side for Corcoran, and a perfect placement with a quick one-hand set just inside the sideline on the left. And it's a point for Carrie Lee Compton. They're now up 5-1.
Yeah, right now, Carlos Compton did a great job. It is a really great job defending also the back set right there. Again, defense looking stronger for the cause.
Good serve by Reed, and a free ball for Carrie Lee Compton. They have it. Moving from near to far. This one just popped over. Malone passes it ahead, and short shot covered front row by the cause. They lined up for Corcoran, and she uncorks it wide to the right side. Out of play, side out Tigers, and a point for Jeff West, 5-2. We mentioned these two teams have played a couple of times this year. Jeff West won in three sets back on September 9th, and this past Saturday in pool play at Silver Lake, Carrie Lee Compton returned the favor, winning in three. As a lift is called on the cause, another point for Jeff West, it's 5-3. Now set to serve for the Tigers is Addison Swin. 34 girls out for volleyball for Jeff West, including five seniors. Deep serve back row. The quick set, slapped over left hand by Corcoran. Opportunity for the Tigers. This blocked at the net, put up there by Emmanuel, and then the kill down the middle for Jeff West. So now the Tigers have rattled off a few in a row, and they're within one at 5-4. They were down 5-1.
Yeah, freshman getting some action in there. Liz Dieter, always love to see a freshman being able to insert some confidence and aggressiveness up there at the front of the net. Dieter already did some great work early on.
She went and served from the middle back service line. It's a deep floater into the corner. Handled by the Cobs. Quick set. Corcoran is blocked right back in her face. Point for the Tigers as up front, that was Dieter, the 6'1 freshman referred to. Also Paisley Emmanuel, a 6-foot junior, just less of size up front on that front row. And now good serve. Handled by the cause. The set, back row attack. Spike put out there by Paxton Dammy. Now Carrie Lee Compton scrambling, and we have a double hit called on the Tigers. So Carrie Lee Compton with the point. And the side out, 6-5. Cause, all three teams tonight with winning records. Jeff West 19-11, 7-2 in league play. Carrie Lee Compton 18-10, 5-4 in the league. And then later tonight, Silver Lake, the number one team in the state at 32-1. To the front row, set, flipped over there by Dieter. Free ball for Perry Lee Compton. Not a great pass, or a great set to the right side, but handled. Cause up another opportunity. And this one, fighting for it, diving for it on the come up with it, are the Tigers on the far side of the floor. And it's a point for Perry Lee Compton as set to serve is Charlie Blosser, defensive specialist, a junior, number 22, checking in. She's set to serve from the middle back. Low line drive serve, and Jeff West scrambling to get it over. They do. Now chance to go on offense for Perry Lee Compton. Little flip over there by the cause, handled by Jeff West. Cause will go on the attack again. Not a good set, but the cross court shot is good. Wow. Henley Hunter, I believe it was, that was able to go cross court set and painted the line. Or are they saying it was out?
Yeah, just out barely there. A credit card could have really made that decision. But, yeah, no, that was a close one.
Line judge initially said in, but then the official on top, I think, overruled it. So a point for Jeff West, 8-5. Pass to the front row, and the spike is wide to our left, to Jeff West's right, from Caden Stark, a 5'7 senior. 9-5, Perry Lee Compton. Set to serve is Macy Corcoran, junior, with a fastball line drive serve. Oh, and a nice spike put just inside the corner. Perfectly placed by Stark. And here Dieter set to serve for Jeff West. They trail Carrie Lee Compton, 8-7. Scoreboard had it wrong earlier. I wondered. It seemed to be off. So 8-7, Carrie Lee Compton. In set number one. That's 2 out of 3. Rally scoring to 25. Malone The libero, quick set, handled there by Corcoran on one hit. Back on the attack. Here come the Tigers. Flipped over there by Timmy Dean. And then into the net, point Jeff West. Tied at 8 in set 1. Here's a 6-1 freshman, Dieter. Jump serve, diagonals to the left-hand side. The set, the spike cross court is wide from Paxton Dammy. Trying a severe angle and missed.
Yeah, they've gone for a couple of those kind of cross court hits, just barely missing there. But again, there's just so much confidence still on this cause side to keep setting up their outside hitters. Eventually, those shots are still going to come easy.
So Jeff West in front now in the first set, 9-8. Dieter with another jump serve. This is a rainbow serve, a high floater. Calls are ready for it. And this one lifted all the way out by Dammy. And a timeout has been called. 10-8, Jeff West with the lead in set 1. We'll be back in 1 minute here on 103.9 KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Dammy with the point for Perry LeCompton after the timeout. And it's now 10-9 in favor of Jeff West. Here's the spike handled here by Perry LeCompton to the front row, and actually from the back row attack. The spike, well done by Macy Corcoran.
Yeah,
and it ties it at 10.
Fourth kill for Corcoran here in this first set. She's just doing it, just doing so much work all around the front row, and that time getting behind the 10-foot line, but came up still with that same aggressiveness and put down the kill shot. Just a beautiful look.
Here is the serve by Aldrich, defensive specialist number 12 for Perry LeCompton. This spike off the front row blocker and a kill for Paisley Emanuel, the 6-foot junior, wearing the pink jersey along with her teammates for Jeff West. Tigers back in front 11-10. Well, go figure. They've played 2 matches this year against each other. They've both gone to distance 3 sets. They've split and they're right neck and neck here 11-10. This serve just long from Malone, the libero.
Important stat to mention here, Jeff West, they've already had 4 players already record kills where Perry LeCompton, they're mostly all going through Corcoran and Singer from those outside. You're going to probably get more double block action up against Corcoran here on the cause side.
Here is the serve by Hunter down the middle. Tigers on the attack. The spike. Oh, good job keeping alive Perry LeCompton. Now a deep set, perfectly placed. And the cause, smart volleyball as defense over-rotated. Found the soft spot in the back corner, 12-11, Perry LeCompton.
So much IQ from Corcoran so far in this first set. She's just being able to get it done wherever she's at.
Here is Hunter to serve. Low liner to the right side. Quick set, and the spike, a shot off a trampoline, was Schwinn showing the ups and puts it down for the kill. Side out Tigers tied at 12 in set 1. Silver Lake and Jeff West will play the next match on this north court, and then Silver Lake, Perry LeCompton, it'll be the nightcap. Jeff West 0-2 against Silver Lake this year. Perry LeCompton 0-1 against the Eagles. Here's the back set, and not a good one, and stuffed at the net for the point by Emmy Dean. Are they going to say a violation? Oh, wow. That's fortunate for the cause, because it was not a good set.
No, that was not a good set at all. There was no one there. The setter thought someone was going to be behind her for the back set. No one was right there. But, again, they get that break. As you mentioned, Jeff West, I believe, getting over the net.
Here's Dammy. Oh, great serve down the right sideline and an ace. Man, you couldn't place that any better. Had a little side spin to it. And that, if it was let go, it would have landed right on the line. Apparently, Compton in front 14-12. They're up early 5-1. Here's Dammy to serve again from the right-hand corner, going to the far side. Once again, a lot of English on that volleyball. And a free ball opportunity here for Apparently, Compton, as it was Hoover hitting it over. Now this spike is blocked at the net, put up there by Emmy Deamer, Jeff West. And then Corcoran, once again, she hasn't hit it extremely hard tonight, the volleyball, but boy, she's been able to place it perfectly. This time, she paced the left sideline. Point cause, 15-12, Apparently, Compton.
Yeah, Corcoran already 6 points, 5 kills here in this first set. They got to figure a way to shut her down.
Dammy trying that right sideline again, this time wide, too much spin on it. Service air, 15-13. Apparently, Compton last year ended their year in 3 regional play against Silver Lake, went 21-17. Jeff West last year, 20-19, won their regional and then lost in substate. And now Corcoran deep in the back row with the set. There's a back set and just sneaking over the net on the try by Noel. Jeff West gets it back, though. Oh, and this one just inside the antenna, apparently, by Dieter. Tigers have another opportunity. This one flipped over by Schwinn. Cause now on the attack. Dug out there by Emmy Dean. Now Dieter to the front row. Long rally. Corcoran, two-handed set, deep back row. Tigers are ready. They cover. And then Noel sneaks it through a double-team block. Let the Cause have it. Corcoran covered there by Dean. Back set. Dieter winds up and plows it through the tandem block for a point. Long rally goes to the Tigers. 15-14 Cause.
Yeah, what a beautiful rally between both those teams. You just saw great communication on the court on both the north and the south side. Just really just all-around great play.
Here's Libera Vonmeyer. The set. Corcoran contorts her body. Oh, great dig by Malone Libero in black jersey. Now cross court, too severe on the angle by Noel, the head coach's daughter for Jeff West. Misses, 16-14. Now, Jeff West, they had that great start to the season. They beat Seaman in a 5-set match in 4 sets, 3-1. Seaman, 5A runner-up, although they lost a lot of talent, a lot of seniors graduating, but they won their early season tournament they hosted. They went 5-0 to get off to a good start this year. As the spike is put away off the block, there's a deflection, but Schwinn gets credit for the kill. And it's 16-15, Apparently, Compton in set one. Olivia Shear is on the left front side in the ball game for Apparently, Compton. She spikes it. One hand save and now punched over. Blocked at the net there and out of bounds off of Jeff West. Got a lot of size in the middle with Addie Hoover. Don't have heights on the rosters very Compton, but she's, I would say, at least 5'11", if not 6 feet. So the Cows with the side out in the point. 17-15 Apparently, Compton. Ready to serve is Charlie Blosser, a junior. And this just long. Good recognition by the Tigers to read that serve and know it was going to go a little bit long. Two courts playing at the same time. JV match to our right between Silver Lake and Jeff West. So here is the jump serve by the Tigers, Savannah Jackson. Now this spike blocked to the net. Tigers on the attack. Dieter winds up and just missed it. Well, I think Dieter thought she was going to have that one, but failed it a hair long. 18-16, Apparently, Compton in set one.
Well, again, you're a young freshman. When you get an open alley, you just want to put all you can to hit that one out of the park, but unfortunately, as you just mentioned, a hair over.
And there's an ace from Corcoran as she unleashes the fastball off the back row. Too hot to handle. 19-16, Cause. Yeah, Corcoran's played very well here in the first set for Apparently, Compton. All the Apparently, Compton players wearing a pink ribbon with their hair. Here's Dieter, and off the block of Dammy and into the Apparently, Compton bench to our left. Side out, Tigers with the point, 19-17.
That's a good way to come back right after getting a hit that goes out of bounds. Go right against the block, guarantee yourself a point if it bounces off.
Here's Dieter with a jump serve from the middle back line. And a block at the net by Emmanuel. Oh, and then they apparently cut and let it go. And Jeff West, it clipped the tape and just fell on their side of the floor. Fortuitous bounce or roll of the volleyball along the net. for Perry LeCompton, 20-17.
One of those situations where you just don't give up, even if you think you kind of get the point. Again, you just got to stay focused in the game.
So Devin Aldridge in the serve, a senior defensive specialist. Cavs lead by three, looking to add to that lead. And almost an ace. Jeff West, yeah, they're going to call the lift. Thought that's what, a little bit late, but they got the call right. And a point for Perry LeCompton. Excellent serve by Aldridge. And a timeout called by Jeff West. 21-17, Perry LeCompton set one back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, alongside Crinden Prophet and our studio engineer on site, Brandon Tadman. Wade Gershner with you. As it is a Tuesday night, Big East League Volleyball, Perry LeCompton and Triangular. We're nearing postseason play for all of our area volleyball teams. Here's a serve, Perry LeCompton 21-17 in set one, best two out of three. Here is Emmy Dean with the spike, dugout back row by Blosser. And then the spike, cross court by Dammy, handled. Here's Emmy Dean down the middle. Blosser has it to the front. And, oh, kapow! From Matt Paxton Dammy as she elevates and blasted home for the point, and Perry LeCompton in control of this first set, 22-17.
And that's Dammy's first kill of this set. She tried two kill attempts in that rally, and that time she came in with the big boom.
That was a loud kill, and now another kill, this time for Emmanuel, the junior, 22-18, Perry LeCompton. So here is the libero, Malone serve it, deep down the middle, and not a good pass ahead, but the stuff at the net, Tigers scramble, they get it over, and a chance to go on offense and attack. Here it is missing wide left, is Paxton Dammy, 22-19, Cause with the lead. Just tuning in, they've met twice already this year, and both of them went three sets. Jeff West won one, Perry won the other. Lock at the net on the dink attempt. Now back set put over to the far side by Dammy. Quick set, flipped over there by Schwinn. And now a dink blocked at the net by Schwinn by Jeff West. Now popped over and kept alive, but Dammy thought she might have a point. Perry just finally gets over on third hit on a bump. Deep set lands in from Schwinn. Well, that ball seemed to hang in the air forever. Finally landed just inside the back line. And Jeff West has rattled off three in a row.
Yeah, and everyone, Perry LeCompton, they just kind of gave that a free one. They just said, all right, we're just thinking it's going to go behind the backcourt line, but it did not. Great recognition by Schwinn.
Now this serve is long from the Tigers, from the libero, and it's 23-20. Checking in is Addie Hoover, a middle blocker, a senior. She's definitely 6 feet or taller. Like I said, the rosters don't have the height on Perry LeCompton. Here's a low liner just over the tape. Great serve by Henley Hunter. Big spike there by Schwinn, but Perry LeCompton digs it out. Now they just bump it over on the third hit, deep in the back corner for Jeff West. Maya Vetch kept it alive, and now Emmy Dean has it blocked at the net. Now a meeting at the net, trying to keep alive, the Tigers do, and now they just got to get it over, and they're able to. Now the Cavs hustle after it. This spike is off of the Tigers, Savannah Jackson. As it was Hoover delivering the kill, and it's 24-20 set point for Perry LeCompton. And a timeout has been called. We'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Henley Hunter to serve for the Cause. They have set point, 24-20. Perry LeCast leads Jeff West. Good serve down the middle. Jeff West, he thinks up their offense. They cannot. They hustle and get it over. Free ball. Opportunity here for Perry LeCopton. And the spike is hit into the net by Paxton Dammy. 24-21, Perry LeCopton. Well, we said this in the third meeting between these two schools on the volleyball court this year. Oddly enough, Perry LeCopton won the first set of each of the first two meetings. And now they're 1 point away from doing it for a third time. Left side out, Tigers to serve. Here is Harriet Dean. Floater down the middle, libero Bonmeyer is in there in the white jersey. Here's Hoover, blocked at the net. Popped over by Dean. Deep set, Harriet Dean gets it. Now Malone to Emmy Dean. To the front row, the set. And Dammy trying to finish off the set, cannot. Great dig in the back row by the Tigers. Top spike, handled. Cause from the back row. Oh, man! Great job by Corcoran, and Jeff West can't get it back over. But Corcoran caps off a sensational set for her individually, and Perry LeCopton wins the first set, 25-21. And I'll tell you, Crendon, Corcoran, she would be probably the star of that first set if you had to pick somebody.
Yeah, she was. 6 kills, 8 total points, 1 ace, just an all-around great work for her. She did it anywhere she was on the court, and that's what defines a great volleyball player.
Absolutely. So Jeff West trailing 1-0. They'll try to win set 2 and force a third when we return after this one-minute timeout on 103.9 KNZA.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank,
and I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And it's happening with you from Perry LeCompton High School, home of the Cause. First varsity match of this triangular. Perry LeCompton winning the first set 25-21. Jeff West will try to force a third set for the third time in three meetings between these two schools, and coming up October the 12th is when we'll find out the regionals for volleyball. Of course, you got regionals where you have four teams in each regional, top two move on to sub-state, and then you have to win a four-team sub-state to make it to state. Will be different this year because 3A state, for instance, will be on Thursday, 4A state on Friday, and then the championships and the third-place matches will be on Saturday. It's turning into a three-day deal there at Hutchison and various sites across the state, which I personally like instead of starting at 8:30 in the morning and then finishing at midnight sometimes, and then you got to turn around some of those volleyball teams that play at 10 the very next morning or 9 o'clock, whatever it would be. So that seems to be a good change. We'll see how it goes when we get to that point. Certainly we have three teams here. They're all capable of putting together a run and making a state. So here's a low line drive serve that put up by Dammy, clips the tape, and then Dean with the howitzer, Emmy Dean with the spike and the kill for Jeff West.
If you were to ask me, how does Jeff West need to respond to start set number two, that's exactly how you do it. You set up Emmy Dean, you only had one kill in that first set, and she's really wanting some more reps up there that time, giving her a chance, and she put it down greatly.
So here's sister Harriet Dean with the jump serve down the middle to Lavera Bonmeyer. Harriet LeCompton far side, Jeff West on the near side. A spike by Corcoran, handled by Jeff West. And there's a spike off of the block, a deflection, but it falls by Emmy Dean, and Jeff West has an early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, there you go. Already, you found your outside hitter who's already building some early momentum, getting some fire underneath her shoes. Emmy Dean already back-to-back kills you.
There's a jump serve down the right sideline by Harriet Dean, and unable to handle it are the Cavs. Another good serve from Harriet Dean. Jeff West has rattled off three in a row to start off this second set. Harriet LeCompton won the first set. We're just tuning in 25-21. Silver Lake will play Jeff West next, and then fairly counted Silver Lake the nightcap on the court in front of us. Let's see. It's going to be a point for fairly counted as the shot went just out. And this will be their first serve of the second set. 3-1 Tigers in their pink uniforms. Libero is in the black with the pink numerals and lettering. The rest of her teammates are in the pink jerseys with the black numerals outlined in the white. As Schwinn powers it through the double-team block. Side out point for Jeff West. Libero is in all black, as I mentioned, in the black bottoms. And then Fairleigh Compton in there blue with the white numerals and lettering outlined in the black. Ball came over from the JV court from our right. Stop play. Now ready to go. Here's Emmy Dean with the punch serve. The set. And Corcoran able to sneak it over the net. Kept alive. And the Cavs able to get it over. And the spike is long, though, by Corcoran. Well, she decided to unleash it, let it fly, and it sailed a bit long. 5-1, Jeff West in set two.
If you're Perry LeCompton, you know, don't feel nervous to continue to try to beat Corcoran again. She had those six kills in set number one.
Perry LeCompton scrambling as Dieter almost put it away. Perry LeCompton has it. They'll just pop it over. Let's see if Jeff West. Oh, what a set. Oh, what a set by Harriet Dean to Schwinn. Harriet Dean had almost go down to the floor completely to set that. Showing the flexibility, the kill by Schwinn, 6-1, Jeff West. Here's Dean to serve again. Got a little extra oomph on that one. Punched over there by Shear for Perry LeCompton. Cavs try to get it over. They do by Bonmeyer. Opportunity here to go on the attack. And, man, Dieter was able to twist and turn her body and keep it inside the antenna and hit it off the block. Jeff West dominating set 2, 7-1. Timeout, Perry LeCompton, back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jeff West comes out firing in set two. They lead 7-1 after losing the first set to Perry LeCompton, 25-21. And that's September 9th. Jeff West won in three sets. And they met on Saturday in full play to Silver Lake Invitational, and Fairleigh Compton won in three sets. Really good serve, but kept alive, high almost into the rafters. Jeff West has it on the attack. The spike by Dieter, and he's hit it off of Hoover up front to Fairleigh Compton into the net. And the point for Jeff West, they continue to add to their lead, 8-1 Tigers.
Yeah, what Jeff West did really well in set number one is they're already in their scoring. They had five different players get kills. They already have four different players with kills here in set two.
And there's a step of the net by Schwinn on the excellent serve by Dean. And it does appear like we're going to go three again. 9-1 Jeff West. It's hard to come back from an 8-point deficit rally scoring. It can be done. The good news for Imperial Compton, it's early in the second set, as there's something that they needed, a service error from Emmy Dean. Is too much heat on the serve. Now coming in to serve it up for Fairleigh Compton is Charlie Blosser, Jr. Right down the middle. Back set, spike by Schwinn, and a violation of that. That was four hits, actually, they're saying. So side out point for Fairleigh Compton. Fairleigh Compton, Kyle Billings, head coach in his sixth year. Shelby Morgeson, Hope Billings, the assistant. Here's the set to Dieter. Oh, man, get that hang in the air. And was able to softly put it down. 10-3, Tigers.
Well, three straight times now we have seen that Liz Dieter on that left side be so strong and dominant. She's just continuing to be a threat here up front.
Line drive serve, nice and low. Back set, a little bit off target. Opportunity here for Jeff West. That's not a good set. Apparently Compton, quick set to Jeff West on the near side. Front right row. And this one locked at the net. Corcoran was there. Neither team really fluid in setting out their offense through the last couple of points. Both scrambling, playing defense. Trying to surprise one another with the first or second ball hit over the net as the ball comes in from the JV court from our right. Fairleigh Compton serving from the far side towards us to the near. Good serve. Dieter can't handle it, and it's an ace from Charlie Blosser. 10-5. Jeff West, they're up 9-1. So four of the last 5 points have gone to Fairleigh Compton, right? When I said, well, it's hard to come back with 8-point deficit, here come the Cavs. And now they hit the serve long, and it is a point for the Tigers, 11-5, Jeff West.
Well, you mentioned when you're trying to make a comeback, you got to limit your own mistakes, and you got to hope that the other team is making those mistakes. Jefferson West, they were getting down themselves a little bit here, but again, slow that tempo down. You mentioned a little bit earlier, not being so sloppy, setting up your outside hitters, being more precise on where that ball is going to be at.
Jump serve by Savannah Jackson for Jeff West on the right sideline. Calls cover, cross court, that one just wide. Almost took out the line judge over here, had to get out of the way, but it was out. Good focus by the line judge on the corner of both this service line and the sideline. 12-5, Jeff West. It's just amazing in volleyball how the momentum can change so quickly. Here's a serve from Jackson. Soft one. That is tough to handle. Fairleigh Compton gets it over on the third hit. And then the Tigers hit it right back over. Miscommunication up front. And then putting it away for the cause is Paxton Dammy. That's what we were talking about a little bit earlier, that the consistency hasn't been there for either team offensively the last few rallies. And so now the Cavs have the side out. Set to serve is Devin Aldrich, who served well last rotation. 12-6, Jeff West. The set, Dieter able to slap it over inside the right antenna. Quick set, that one's wide. Tigers let it go. 13-6, Tigers trying to force a third and deciding set. This is Dieter. She fires away on the serve down the left side. Dug out by Aldrich. Block at the net by Emmanuel. Dieter gets over the net. And Emmanuel does get it over again. Now the spike. Partially blocked. Tigers have it. Nothing to say side out. That never did get touched, apparently. So points for Jeff West. 14-6 Tigers in set two. Here's Dieter to serve. 6'1" freshman. Deep in the back row. Blosser pass to the head. Back row attack. It's set long by Corcoran. Just tune in. Corcoran had a whale the first set. including the kill to end the set to win 25-21.
Yeah, you mentioned, again, six kills in that first set. Corcoran just going a little long here in this second set, but, again, a player like that, you want to continue to try to build the confidence in, and I'm sure in this set, you can get it back.
15-6, Dieter to serve. Spiked by Jamie, blocked to the net by Emmanuel. This one popped over. Tigers have it. A little back set. Jeff West gets it back. Caden Stark is in on the front row for the Tigers, and the spike. Oh, what a grudge of Aldrich. That pinball's around. Ricochets out. And a point for Jeff West. Tigers extend their lead to 10, 16-6 in the second set.
And that was a really solid deep set there that we just saw by Paisley Manuel out to the left side. Did a great job getting Emmy Dean up there.
Dieter is served. Stop short. Serves. Effective. Back set. Dammy hits it into the net. Hitting air. And it is all Tigers in this second set. Timeout called by Kyle Billings, head coach of Perry Lee Compton. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is High School Volleyball on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster, Crittenden Prophet with you. Brandon Tapman, we're exploring new technology, new frontiers. And eventually Brandon will find the gold, like they did back in the gold rush of 1849, I'm guessing, on the year. I don't know how that all went. I fell asleep in that class. Diagonal serve, a good one, but Fairleigh Compton handles it. Here's a spike in from the net by Henley Hunter. Fairleigh Compton has had a couple of hitting errors, and their timing has just been completely off this entire set.
Yeah, they have kind of fallen out of that timing that they had in that first set, where, again, Corcoran was in that major, you know, passing for that campaign that first set for that victory. So we'll see how they can try to come back and adjust.
Great serve, Dieter, cross court, and they do get over on the third hit. And then right there, just a bad pass that Dieter couldn't handle. So Dieter, great serve, and I think sometimes you hit this amazing serve and you're thinking, well, that's going to be an ace, that's a point. Next thing you know, it comes right back at you, and you're surprised. But what are we doing here, replaying it?
Well, I never saw the two thumbs up by the official.
But Dieter's the one that served it. But they did put a point. So I don't know exactly what happened there. There's some kind of, it had to be a violation of some sort. I don't think there was four hits.
Potentially, maybe in...
Did it touch the cable over here?
Potentially, or the maybe not going over the antenna properly?
Yeah, I don't know. 19-7. Jeff West, the chance to attack from the near side. And they can't do much with it. Well, but it works. It wasn't designed to go that way, but slapped over by Dean. And unable to cover the south spot up front was Fairleigh Compton. 20-7, Jeff West. Remember, Fairleigh Compton won the first set, 25-21. Here to serve yet again. And this one, airmail long, trying to go to the back right corner. So the service there, Dieter now checks out. Coming in is Maya Vetch, 5'3 senior. 20-8.
Well, if you're Perry LeCompton right now, you're just trying to find some sparks here to maybe take into that third set. If you can get some chunk points here, go for it. But again, a big takeaway here is to find some confidence before heading into a third set. Down 12, 28-8.
Yeah, try to refine the mojo, and there's a good way to start with a great serve by Henley Hunter. 20-9. Check that, 20-8. Here's the serve by Hunter. Perry Compton needs quite a few more like that. Savannah Jackson back sets it. And not a good back set. Off target, and another point for the cause. They're down 11, 20-9. They're at the base of the mountain, got a long way to climb to get to the top. In the second set, letting this lie is Hunter. Emmy Dean with the spike cross court. A little flip over there by Reed, the setter for Perry Lee Compton. Now Dean will backspin on the kill attempt, dug out back row. Deflection off the spike attempt by Dammy. Dean trying to finish it, cannot for Jeff West. Fairly Compton bumps it over. Malone Libero back to Jackson and putting it away off the block. Nice job by Caden Stark. 5'7 senior wearing number 12. Jeff West in the pink unis. Fairly Compton in the blue, playing on their home floor. 21-9 Jeff West in the second set.
And Caden Stark, not a starter, but she is a great senior leader. She's gotten a kill per set here tonight. That's what you like to hear about Jeff West. They're just finding so many different players that can come up and be aggressive in the front row.
And Coach Noel, she rotates in a lot of different players as a spike into the net from Paxton Dammy. I've seen Silver Lake a lot this year. They really only rotate one player in typically, whereas Jeff West, they'll play 9, 10, sometimes 11 players. They'll rotate a lot of kids in. 22-9, Jeff West in set two. There's a block at the net as Addison Schwinn with the stuff. And the Tigers 2 points away from leveling up this match. Glad you could tune in tonight. 103.9 KNZA for Biggest League Volleyball. Here from Perry Lee Compton. The back set. Dammy winds up and delivers it down the line with the laser. 10-point accuracy. 23-10. Dammy to serve from the far side in the corner. Set by Schwinn, deep in the back row. Libero Bonmeyer for Perry Lee Compton. Flipped over and unable to take care of that one as Jackson kind of mistimed it. 23-11. Perry Lee Compton trying to mount a crazy comeback in the second set, down 12. Dammy, a junior, lets it fly down the middle, a floater. Jackson the back set, and Stark can't get it over the tape. 23-12.
Yeah, just too low of a back set there, just not able to stay kind of patient enough with it and just kind of rushing that back set there. But again, big lead here for Jefferson West. They just kind of have to stick together here.
Dammy the serve. Scrambling, keeping it alive there with Vetch. Now fairly Compton on the attack. It's set by Reed. Flipped over by Corcoran. Malone bumps it over to Dean, and she misses wide left, and it goes right into the hands on a bounce of head coach Kyle Billings. And a timeout. 23-13, Perry Lee Compton trying to mount a comeback in the second set. Jeff West only 2 points away from a third set. We'll keep it here. As you look at the league race, it's pretty much Silver Lakes to win. They're 8-0 in the league. And if they win later tonight against Perry Lee Compton, since they haven't played Perry yet in a league match, that would be 9-0, and they will clinch. You only play the 10 matches with 11 members in the Big East League. The only second a year of the Big East League, and we had a point this year where we had six at one point, schools of the 11 that were ranked in the state. And you had Rossville in 2A, and you had multiple teams in 3A, of course led by Silver Lake, but Riley County is ranked, Nemaw Central at one point, Jeff West was ranked at one point. And then, of course, Holton was ranked all year in 4A, and now they've reclassified to 3A, which will be interesting to see what happens comes regional sub-state time, because Holton and Silver Lake have played three times, and they all went three sets between them. Silver Lake won all three, but they were amazing matches. 23-13, back to action here. Fairly Compton on the attack. And this one just over the net. Tigers set it over to the front row. Corcoran winds up and delivers. That's more like the first set.
Well, out of the last 9 points, 6 here of wins to Perry Lee Compton. I mentioned finding some energy, finding some momentum here. Again, that's a big point. Built some chunks, though. Right now, it's been a big chunk for the cause. And here, service line matters a lot.
23-14. Jeff West still in control of the second set. They lost the first. Pass ahead. Spike is missed wide right. Well, that was set up there perfectly for Hoover, but a little too fine trying to paint the line on the left side.
Yeah, you mentioned it. She had a great alley on the right side of her. She just kind of put it a little off to the right shoulder of her. Could have went a little more decisive to it.
So, set point for Jeff West. 24-14 Tigers in their pink unis. Here's the serve by Harriet Dean. Low liner. Bonmeyer. Oh, we're going to have to stop and replay it as the ball came over to the court to our left. There are some schools that do have partitions between two courts so that you don't have the balls coming over and stopping play between courts. Most do not have it, but there are some that have it. Here's the serve. A lot of action on that one from Dean. Block at the net, kept alive by Reed. Hoover tips it. Nope, couldn't get it over. And Jeff West wins the second set, 25-14. And so, who would have thunk it, Crendon? Perry LeCompton and Jeff West are going to play a third set for the third time this year.
Yeah, well, when two teams, are used to that, they're kind of used to filling each other out, I feel like that's just something that's just going to go ahead and repeat.
They're evenly matched, no doubt about it. We'll have the third and deciding set after a one-minute break. This is High School Volleyball, 103.9 KNZN, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings, like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson meeting for the third time this year, and for the third time, they are going to play a third set. December 9th, Perry Compton won the first set. Jeff West won the next two to win it in three. This past Saturday at the Civil League Invitational Pool Play, it was Perry Compton winning the first set. Jeff West won the second. Perry Compton won the third. And here we are today. First set goes to Perry Compton 25-21. Jeff West comes roaring back to win the second set, going away 25-14, so it's a winner-take-all third set.
Yeah, that second set, Jeff West did a great job handling Corcoran, and what Jeff West did in that first set that was a real positive, and they brought it over to set number two, is keep it diversified with the people who are coming up and getting kill shots, getting reps in that front court, and being able to get chances. Emmy Dean stepped up big in that second set, she went from one kill in set one to four kills in that set number two. Ashton Schwinn, she stayed consistent, though, with 4 points in set one, 4 points in set two. Ashton Schwinn, she had two kills, two blocks. Pretty much the entire front row felt it was commanded by Addison Schwinn, doing a great job. But also, don't forget Liz Dieter, the freshman from Jeff West, who had to do his first initial 2 points for Jeff West to feel that momentum and get them going. So, again, right now it is all Jeff West with the momentum side, but all Perry LeCompton has to do is to get some confidence back, get Corcoran back up in that front row, and get some momentum underneath her legs and get her back to that with six kills in set one.
Oddly enough, this is the ninth three-set match for both of these teams. Perry LeCompton is 5-3 in those three-set matches, and Jeff West, inverted, they are 3-5. So Perry LeCompton, this is Hoover hitting it into the net, and Jeff West with the first point of the third set. Jeff West jumped all over the cause in the beginning of the set number two, led 9-1, never looked back. Always important to get off to a good start in that third and deciding set. Put a little pressure on the opponent. Von Meyer digs it in the back row. And this one, the spike at the net, stuffed by Perry LeCompton. Jeff West able to maneuver and get the ball back over on the third hit on the bump. To the front, Reed sets it up for Hoover. Covered there by Dean. Emmy Dean gets it back. Spikes off the block of Perry LeCompton. Cause havoc, moving from near to far side. And not having the proper timing there was Dammy on the set from her teammate, and it's 2-0 Jeff West.
We're talking about mistakes in that set number two there that kind of set Perry LeCompton back and allowed Jeff West to jump out in front. Well, here we're seeing the same situation here. It's not proper set.
Onmeyer hits the deck to Libera in the white jersey, but kept it alive. Short set, handled by the Tigers. They line it up for Dean. As you mentioned, she had a nice second set. She picks up where she left off. Emmy Dean with the howitzer for the point.
Yeah, her sixth kill today, we talked about it, four kills in set two, one kill in set one. When you get a player who just builds confidence throughout a match, you have a player who's really going to start turning that momentum for you.
Here's a serve by Harriet Dean. The back set to Dammy, dug in the back row by the Tigers. Schwinn sets it, and then set right back to the Tigers. So Paris Hunt doesn't set up any offense. Now both teams really got to organize their offense, set up their outside hitters. They do this time to Dammy, and she misses wide left to the far side of the court.
Well, Dammy, right there, she just went around the blocker. I think, you know, in her, if she were to replay that situation in her mind, she would go against it and see if she can hit it off her hand.
4-0, Jeff West. Deep serve, Aldridge to the front row, Hoover. And Hoover, like, took her eyes off when the ball was set to her. She looked down and over and then looked up and then had to hit the ball right in the middle of the net.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a timeout here early on if Cause can't crack something here.
5-0, Jeff West. They have not been able to get their hitters going since that first set. And there's perfect placement by Dieter. I think the timeout's coming here very soon, you would think. 6-0, Jeff West. After losing the first set, they've dominated, and there is the timeout we predicted. 6-0, all Tigers in set three, back in 30, on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff West firing all cylinders in this third and deciding set. 6-0 Tigers after the Paraly Compton timeout. Here's the serve. Down the middle. Aldridge sets it. Now Hoover hits it over, but the libero Malone has it. Tigers simply just hit it over. Not able to set up any offense. Neither team. A block at the net. Another block of the net by Jeff West, and into the net. Violation called on the Cause, and another point for the Tigers. It's 7-0. Now, I'm just going to say this, but both these teams are going to have to play much better offensively if they have any chance of beating Silver Lake later tonight. First set was pretty good by Paraly Compton. There's a point for the Cause, and finally on the board in the third set, 7-1. But you just can't give a really good opponent a whole bunch of free ball opportunities.
No, you absolutely can't, especially when they have a lot of great outside hitters. You mentioned Silver Lake a little later. I mean, really, learn from this. You won't be able to do that.
Yep, that's exactly right. There's a serve and an ace perfectly done there by Dammy. And Paraly Compton seeming to get back into this one down 7-2. Here's a serve by Dammy, right-handed, and hits it into the net. 8-2. And when you trail, obviously those are tough to handle and to deal with and frustrating when you give up the free point. Back in the day, Crendon, way back in the day,
oh boy,
volleyball used to not be rally scoring. As here's a spike and a good one. Great job by Corcoran to unleash that one for the kill. 8-3, but it used to be you only could score on your serve. And so you went to 15. So you could go for 10 minutes and nobody scored a point. And I like rally scoring because every single, if you hit a serve out in the old way of doing it, it wasn't a big deal to the side out, but it didn't cost you a point. Here, you hit it in the net, it's a point, and it speeds up the match, and you get done a little sooner later at night, too. Here's Dieter, pops it over. And not on the same page there on the front row of Paraly Compton. So here's Schwinn, a little cross-court set, and a block at the net, and a point for Jeff West. It is 8-4 they have on the scoreboard for the Tigers. And here's Schwinn to serve. Libero checks out. Schwinn with the high floater deep in the back row to the front. And into the net again. Where are the Cavs? 10-4, Jeff West. Paraly Compton, they're searching for the mojo. They had it in that first set. But haven't been able to find it the last two. Corcoran. Get it over to the Tigers by Emanuel. Now the spike by Corcoran is good. Well, you kind of feel like Paraly Compton goes like Corcoran goes. If she's really in rhythm, they're a whole different team.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, she had 8 points in that first set, and they won it. She only had 4 points in that second set. They lost, and only 2 points so far here in this third set. And again, you mentioned that. The offense is pretty much just going right through hers.
Punched over by Noel for Jeff West. Here's the back set from Reed. Spiked over by Shear on the attack. And putting it down perfectly, painting the inside of the line with a little Picasso action is Emmanuel. She's a good middle blocker, but we've seen her come up with a couple of perfectly placed spikes tonight.
Yeah, and she hadn't really had too much action up front row since that first set where she had two kills. But again, dipping that paintbrush right back in the paint in this third set, getting a good kill.
Here's a serve by Savannah Jackson, 11-4 Tigers in set number three. And they're a deep set. That's a high IQ play there by Corcoran, just inside the back line. So 11-5. Apparently Compton can't just keep trading points. They got to put together some kind of rally, and they see if they can get something started here with Corcoran in this rotation, and she's ready to serve. Let's it fly into the left-hand corner. Effective serve. Tigers set by Jackson and unable to handle it and set up the offense. Goes off two players from Fairleigh Compton, including Shear, and into the JV court and out of bounds, 12-5.
I'll tell you what, that is huge there to get Corcoran out from the service line because she already had two aces on the day for Fairleigh Compton. To be able to get her out of that rotation spot is huge here for the Tigers.
And Dieter misses wide on her serve. Want to go cross court, but not that far cross court. So here is Devin Aldrich in to serve for the cause. 12-6, Jeff West. Serve, line drive and low to the back. Spike blocked at the net. Stark tried to finish it. Now Dean, and she lifts it wide. 12-7. Janelle Noel is the head coach in her fourth year at Jeff West, assisted by Haley Johnson and Heather Ice. Increased their win total each of the first 3 years, and looks like they will this year, too. Here's a set to Dean, covered by Aldrich. They go left-hand side. The spike is just long, and pleading for a tip is Dammy, and to no avail. 13-7, Tigers. Silver Lake and Jeff West, the next match. Nightcap be Fairleigh Compton and Silver Lake. Here's Reed, sets it for Dam, partially blocked to the net by Stark. And we have another violation, and the net again are the cause. And just like we would see in a football game, 14-7. Jeff West by a touchdown extra point.
Yeah, and right now I believe that's the third time we've seen Fairleigh Compton get into net in this day. And again, that's just a fundamental thing you just don't want to do.
Yeah, those 3 points we were talking about earlier, especially when you're trying to come back, is delivering this one in on the left sideline is Dammy. So, Henley Hunter, a junior, number three, ready to serve upon the official's whistle. 14-8. Tigers. They lost the first set 25-21, came roaring back, led 9-1 in set two, cruised to the win 25-14 to force the third and deciding set. Jumped out big in the third set, led at 1.7-0. They maintained that lead for the most part. Here's Stark off the block of Hoover. But Hoover timed it perfectly, just couldn't handle it. There was too much heat on the fastball. Nice job by Stark.
Well, Stark, she's had a kill per set so far. I know she's not making a whole lot of noise, but when she's given that ability to make an attack up front, she makes the most of it, and that's what you love to see from a player, especially in a senior leader.
Yeah, she's one of those players that one of the many players that rotates in for Coach Noel. 15-8, block at the net by Emmy Dean. Back set to Noel, and she's blocked at the net. Hoover's right there. Side out point for the cause, 15-9. Fairleigh Compton coming in 18-10. Jeff West 19-11 overall record. So evenly matched team, similar record. As just able to get it over there. It looked like Squin mistimed her jump for a moment for the spike try, but hung in the air long enough, got it over, and once again Fairleigh Compton unable to scramble and get the ball. 16-9, Jeff West. Jump serve by Emmy Dean. Oh wow, what a back set by Reed. I thought for a moment she was trying to backset to a teammate that wasn't there. It just goes over the net. That was a great back set.
No,
by Emmy Reed.
I honestly thought there was a ghost. I know we're close to Halloween, but I was just like, oh no, that was a great play. And that's what you gotta love by a player when you can fake us out from up here.
Yeah, I was like, didn't she supposed to have a hitter over there? 16-10. There's a hitter. Schwinn blocks at the net. Bumping it over is Emmy Dean. Here's Reed, the back set. Shear flips it over, and a point for Perry LeCountain. Trying to rally. 16-11. That's a little pressure on the Tigers. Lapping the serve over right side. Malone to the front row. Here's Dieter. Flips over the left hand, underhand, and gets it over. Corker lines up and delivers. Puts it right on the back line. And they get her going again. Look out. Timeout. Coach Noel and Jeff West. Perry LeCountain clawing their way back into this one. 16-12 in the third set. Back in 30 seconds to 103.9 KNVA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster, credit prophet, Brandon Tapman with you here for Perry LeCountain High School, home of the Cavs. Cavs trying to make a comeback. 16-12 in the third set. They trail Jeff West. Here is Reed, the serve, the setter for the Cavs. Here's Dieter, hits the top of the tape and falls in. Boy, hitting the tape actually helped in that circumstance. Bonmeyer had a beat on it, libero. Still tried to pancake it off the tape, but couldn't get there in time. So a side out and a point for Jeff West. Tigers lead 17-12 in the third set. Set to serve is Addison Schwinn, a 5'10 senior. Bonmeyer, libero, pass to the front row. The set, Reed, Shear, hits it long. 18-12. Just when Perry LeCountain was making things a little bit interesting, Jeff West with two unanswered after the timeout by the Tigers. Served by Schwinn, Corcoran to Reed, to Corcoran again, partially blocked at the net and unable to get it. Back up in the air was Emmanuel, 18-13, Jeff West. Here's Blosser, middle of the service line, down the middle to the far side. Well, they had it set up for Dieter, I thought she was going to finish it, did not. Now it's bumped over by Dean, diving all over the place, finally getting over the Cavs. Opportunity on the attack, the spike put down by Emmanuel cross court for the winner. 19-13 Tigers.
Yeah, that was a really great back set right there to Emmanuel. She handled it very well with cross court with it, just a decisive strike. Again, just such great work up front here by Jeff West. They've stayed pretty well, fairly decently consistent here on the offensive side.
Savannah Jackson served down the near sideline. From the back row is Dammy. Tigers on the attack, and missing long is Dieter, 19-14. Jeff West lost the first set. Won the second set easily. Been in control of the third. Silver Lake will play Jeff West after this on the varsity court. Tigers can't get it over on the serve. It's an effective one there by Charlie Blosser. Jeff West could get back over in three hits. 19-15. Served by Corker. Low liner. Dug out by Dean. The back set. Dieter wasn't able to time it. Free ball. Dammy blocked at the net by Emmanuel. They'll go to Dammy again, left-hand side. This time she tries to dink. Taken care of by Jackson. Now Dieter slaps it over. Reed backs at the Shear. Blocked at the net. Stuffed solo block and point by Dieter. 20-15, Jeff West.
And the freshman has averaged 3 points here, is set tonight. And she's already got two blocks as well on top of that. You know, six kills already, man. She's just
it over just barely on the third hit. Now Reed sets up Dammy, and she misses wide left. He's tried to flick it over and missed it. 21-15, Jeff West. Dieter to serve again, wearing number 31. High floater down the middle to Corcoran. Here's Reed, the Dammy. Stopped at the net by Emmanuel. He's had a couple of blocks in this set. 22-15. Tigers 3 points away from winning their 20th match of the season, which matched their win total from a year ago. Reed blocked at the net, punched over, but going to say illegal hit on Fairly Compton. The Tigers 2 points away, 23-15 in the third set. Here's Dieter. And she goes cross court and just inside the sideline to our left. I kind of thought that was going to go wide as well. Fairly Compton thought that, let it drop. Falls for an ace. Match point on the right hand of Dieter. 24-15, Jeff West, the short serve. Back set to Dammy, cross court, kept alive by Emmy Dean. She gets it back, hits it to the back row, Blosser. Set Reed over to Dammy. Dammy blocks at the net, and they have the cause in the net again. And the match point goes to Jeff West. So the Tigers win 21-25, 25-14, 25-15. They win in three sets. And they beat Fairly Compton two of the three matches that they have faced off against one another this season. Fairly Compton with a loss falls to 18-11 overall. Jeff West improves to 20-11. We'll come back and wrap up this first match of Triangular after this timeout on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Buildings.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With you from Fairly Compton, the first varsity match of this Triangular in the books. It goes three, which we anticipated between Fairly Compton and Jeff West. Fairly Compton won the first set 25-21. Jeff West comes back to win set two, 25-14. Jumped out to a big lead, 7-0 in set three. Never looked back, 25-15. Crindon has some of the stats.
Yeah, again, and a real big stat to look at, Jefferson West, 26 kills to 17 kills on Perry LeCompton. Also, four blocks on the Tigers' side, two on the Cause. Cause did have five total aces, four service errors. Well, the Tigers had one ace and four service aces. Some big notable numbers there, going through some individual stats. Corcoran, 10 kills, brings up more than 60% of the team's kills. Perry-LeConton only had four players that had a kill. Jefferson West, they had six players who were able to get up front and put a kill down. Ashton Swin, six kills, 9 points, two blocks. Liz Dieter, the freshman, 6'1", seven kills, one ace, two blocks, 10 total points. Again, just the variety in the scoring there for the Tigers is what really helped them. They were able to bring so much to the rotation, and it worked out well for the team. Perry-LeCompton, again, all through Corcoran, but Jeff West was able to stop it, getting in the set two.
So after a promising start for Perry-LeCompton, that first set, they played very well, and then Jeff West took it to him in the set two, and then they carried that momentum over into that third set, and Perry-LeCompton was always playing from behind the last two sets of the night.
Yeah, again, I mean, you're absolutely correct about that, and a big thing for Jeff West is just being able to, be dispersed with the scoring, being able to get so many people up front in the rotation, where Perry-LeCompton, Corcoran was in the entire time, the entire offense for a result that if she can give and she can go, and for the most part, Tigers were able to dominate and keep that lead, and after every timeout, I should mention, Jeff West just, they didn't look back after every timeout. They were able to get those first points, and that just tells you how good a coach Noel is.
25-21, Perry-LeCompton won the first set. Jeff West comes back to win the last two sets, 25-14, 25-15. We'll have a break, a pretty extended break here, because they haven't even started the clock yet. Usually 20-minute warm-up. Silver Lake has not played a varsity match yet tonight, as they will play Jeff West next, and then the nightcap will be between Perry-LeCompton and Silver Lake, and then they'll have a 10-minute warm-up, as two of the Silver Lake players are doing headers in regards to putting the ball back and forth to each other like soccer players normally would do. Silver Lake, the number one team in the state. They've won 23 matches in a row. They're 32-1. Their only loss this year was to 5A Shawnee Heights. I was there for that quadrangular. And then they turn around and beat Seaman that same night in straight sets and beat the 7th-ranked team in 6A in straight sets. So they bounced back pretty well after their only loss this year. And Silver Lake has only lost five sets total all year. Five sets total. Three to Holton. But they won all those three matches, 2-1, the other 2 sets at Shawnee Heights. So Jeff West has seen Silver Lake a couple times this year. Silver Lake won both of the matches in straight sets. So that's the next matchup we have on 103.9 KNZA. And then the nightcap, as we said, Perry-LeCompton versus Silver Lake. It doesn't happen very often where you can actually stare at your studio engineer, you know, and say, hey, man, how's it going? So we're going to throw it to Brandon. We'll figure out whatever he wants to do here to kill some time, because that's literally what we have to do here between the matches, and we'll get ready for the next one, which, by the way, the next two matches also be on the stream with the Silver Lake channel. Once again, Jeff West wins in three sets in the first match tonight with Perry-LeCompton. Is high school volleyball, 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.